Thanks to Father Clément for coming to come celebrate today, Deacon Jean LaBeouf, and to all of our distinguished soon-to-be graduates, administrators, faculty, family, and friends. Once again, welcome in this beautiful Church of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. I'm very glad to be with you as I had gone to do my nephew's wedding in Phoenix, Arizona, and the flight was a little bit delayed and got back here into Villeplaine, at least, just after midnight. And luckily, I missed the day at the Phoenix airport when they lost 3,000 bags. One of the machines broke down and they didn't know whose was whose, what was what. Modern day travel can be perilous. And you will be traveling, students, to different places. And we want to meditate on your past, your present, and your future. Eleanor Roosevelt said, "Yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, and today is a gift." And that's why they call it the present. That's why they call it the present. And so your history here is that. It is now recorded in the history books. Today you graduate, and tomorrow you are off to new beginnings. I've done many graduate baccalaureate masses, but I think this is the first time that it has fallen on Pentecost Sunday, so a very nice God incidence. And we can, I think, meditate on the similarity between Pentecost and graduation. For Pentecost, they were in the upper room, gathered, waiting for the Holy Spirit. Here we are gathered. We can say this is our upper room, too. The apostles had done about a 3-year course with Jesus of preparation. You've had a lot longer course if you consider kindergarten and then 12 grades of education. They were gathered in prayer, and we are here gathered in prayer as well. And you had prayed much throughout your school years. They were waiting for that gift of the Holy Spirit. And most of you received that special gifts of the Spirit at your confirmation last year, many of you. And I guess the comparison today would be the reception of your diploma, that you are receiving this completion and yet a beginning of a new life. The Holy Spirit gave those gifts, wisdom, understanding, counsel, knowledge, piety, fear of the Lord, courage, and so forth, upon the apostles. And you have been given many gifts by your education, and you have discovered your own gifts that have been given to you by God, your talents, and what you are good at doing. And you have studied here the truth. The gospel today said that the Holy Spirit will teach you everything that I have taught you and remind you of it, will lead you into the fullness of the truth. And so that's what we have been about here in educating you about the truth, about reality, first of all, of God. Because before there was anything else, God is eternal, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And he decided out of totally a free act of his will, not out of necessity, to create the whole universe and to create Adam and Eve and the whole human family after them. And here we are today, so many years later. And so you've been discovering and looking at the things that God has created. Nothing is separated from God except for evil, which is the absence of good itself. And so we have worked hard to teach you that truth as much as we can, but it's a lifelong endeavor, even an eternal thing. In heaven, we'll still be learning for all eternity and never plumb the depths of God himself and reality. And so it is so wonderful to be able to learn and to love to learn. The apostles were given power, courage, and strength before they were afraid of preaching the name of Jesus because they would be martyred. And once they received the gifts of the Holy Spirit, they were able to go out to all the areas of the world then known to spread the gospel. And most of them, if not all, were martyred, shed their blood for Jesus our Lord. And so today we pray that you will have that gift of courage as you go out into the world and to not be afraid, right? Those famous words of scripture that John Paul II quoted so many times, be not afraid. I am with you. I am with you. So they had to go out and evangelize. You will go out into the world and certainly meet all sorts of different kinds of peoples and philosophies and other kinds of teachings that are not in union with us. So keep the faith. Keep the faith. Don't let some kind of teaching that is contrary to God himself, who created everything, lead you astray. I've seen it happen many times, even in my own family. So beware. Realize the truth of God and how he has created everything, and there are divine laws that keep the universe going. I hope that you got straight A's here throughout every year of your time. But in life, I hope you get straight F's. And let me explain. The first F is faith. Keep the faith, as we just said, right? Love the faith. Pray every day. Stay in union with God, because that is the thing that will last for all eternity. Ultimately, these things are fleeting, right? The world itself. And yet God is eternal. And so what we do here on earth in prayer and relationship to God is so beneficial in our lives. And share that faith with others so everybody can know the truth, because it's not good to be outside of that truth. Faith, the first F. The second F is family. Remember your families, as maybe you might be going off to college, maybe in a different area, and you won't be able to see your family as often. But remember that you are rooted in them and what they have done for you, the sacrifices that they have made to allow you to have a Catholic education and now a further education in the world as well. Stay rooted in your family. Your family is your rock and will always be there for you and with you. Third, your friends. So faith, family, the third F is friends. You have made wonderful friends here throughout these years of your time, and I still have good friends from first grade and on in high school. And so remember your friends. And you'll be making new friends, of course, in college and workplace, wherever you go. And that is good, too. But remember the friendships that have sustained you. And call on those friends when maybe you have a need to talk and to share and to be strengthened and to encourage one another. Fourth F would be that of the fatherland. Usually we call our motherland, but we'll call it the fatherland, the United States of America. Remember your country and what has gone on before to allow you to have a Catholic education, and not every country allows that, and to be free and to go out into the world and use your talents as you see fit, as you see God calling you. So honor your country. And finally, the fifth F, that of the future. Your future is in your hands. We have prepared you, your family has prepared you, and given you all of the tools that you need to make the right decisions. So do that. Put it into place. Get a plan for your future life and follow it, and ask God to always be with you throughout your time. I would like to conclude with a poem by the famous Cistercian monk Thomas Merton. My Lord God, I have no idea of where I am going. I do not see the road ahead of me. I cannot know for certain where it will end, nor do I really know myself. And the fact that I think I am following your will does not mean that I am actually doing so. But I believe that the desire to please you, in fact, does please you. And I hope that I have that desire in all that I am doing. I hope that I will never do anything apart from that desire. And I know that if I do this, you will lead me by the right road, though I know nothing about it. Therefore, will I trust you always, though I may seem to be lost in the shadow of death. I will not fear, for you are ever with me, and you will never leave me to face life alone. May God go with you. May the Holy Spirit fill your hearts with great love throughout all the days of your life.